welcome back to the show. It's my podcast, Lead Singer Syndrome. My name is Shane, and I take you into the backstage conversations that I have with other frontmen and front women from all different walks of life. This time, we go down under to Melbourne, Australia, and we speak to Jake Wilson, frontman of Between You and Me, a band making huge waves right now in the pop punk scene. Just incredible. New EP coming out real soon called Shit Yeah. And this band's a lot of fun. They do everything really well. They have a good time doing it. And it's pretty awesome to see them doing this record themselves after a little bit of a, can I call it a breakup with their now former label, Hopeless Records. Bit of a kerfuffle there. And we talk a little bit of that in the interview as well. But they're back, new music, touring all over the place. And I really do appreciate Jake hopping on and talking to me today all about that. Before we get into that, a couple orders of business. If you want to reach out and get in touch with me, you can. You can hit me up at the email address, leadsingersyndrome@gmail.com. I really do appreciate suggestions, you know, for upcoming guests or really anything you want to say. leadsingersyndrome@gmail.com. I read them all. And if you want to support this thing, we do have the All Access Club. For as little as $6 a month, that gets you in, that gets you bonus content and more. But most importantly, it does keep the lights on around here and keeps the show coming at you for free week in and week out. I do rely on all the fine sinners, the members of the All Access Club. I love you all dearly. What else? Man, that's about it. I like keeping the intro short. It's going to be a short episode today. It's good. Short, but short and sweet, you know? So it's like a punk rock song of an episode today. I like it. So let's get into it. Here it is, my conversation with Jake Wilson of Between You and Me.
Hello?
Jake, what's up, dude?
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Sorry about the kerfuffle.
Yeah, a little bit of a kerfuffle. That's okay. How you holding up?
I mean, just in general, in life?
Yeah, in life, in general. Today, I don't know.
Great. Today, I'm great. I just had brunch.
Yeah, I heard you had brunch with my buddy Sam.
Sam Gaino.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks to Sam, this is actually happening because I got your number from the publicist and I texted you and was like, yeah, hey man, you good to go? And it just went straight green text. And then I called you straight to voicemail. And I'm like, I'm calling an Australian number. Does he even have his phone on? Because I know you're in California right now.
Gearing up for this
headliner.
I don't have a US SIM.
Okay.
So I just gave you a number that just... didn't do anything. I thought because I was connected to like Wi-Fi, it would come through, but not bad.
All good, man. Talk for me. I just got a weird level thing.
Yeah, yeah. Check. 1, 2.
Oh, there we go. That sounds a lot better.
I'm rocking AirPods.
Oh, okay, yeah. AirPods kind of suck, but it's fine. I hear you just fine. Thanks for doing this, dude.
Thanks for having me.
It's really exciting, man. I've been a huge fan of what you guys have been doing for a few years now. And, you know, because we have the same producer, I'm always hearing, you know, like, you know, I'm always hearing your mixes, like when he's working on them and I'm hearing, you know, just about what a great singer you are.
Oh, wow.
You know, he talks you up all the time. So it's really great to finally connect. And yeah, lots to talk about, dude. It's been a pretty wild ride for you guys over the last couple of years.
It has. It's been hectic. I feel like this year is going to be like the busiest we've ever been to, which is crazy. Like we've been over here, we've already done one UK tour. We've had like 10 days to recover, jumping into the US.
Yeah.
Go home, do another one.
Yep.
It's jam packed.
Yep. Yep. And a new EP coming out too.
New EP.
Let's hit that up real quick. April 5th.
April 5th.
Shit. Yeah, dude. A new 6-song EP.
Yeah. Yeah. We thought we'd just start with an EP for like our first independent release.
Yeah.
You know, not dive into anything too crazy. And then, maybe after that we'll jump into another record, but we're just kind of testing the waters, see what the people were vibing.
Yeah, well, I'm vibing it so far too. I think a lot of people are. These are great songs, the couple you've released so far. But you know,
thanks.
It's been a very public, tumultuous, can I say feud? With your former label, Hopeless Records, which you put out two records with, and the last you weren't too happy with the way it was promoted.
Yeah,
and now you're an independent band.
We kind of like took the piss quite a bit with that, to be honest. We kind of was just like poking fun because it was funny, and then it became this whole big thing. But yeah, independent now. You know, we have a lot more freedom and choice with timelines and stuff. So, I mean, there's pros and cons for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely different, right? I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, you guys being from Australia, I know just how hard I think Australian bands have to work.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to get over.
Yeah, exactly. You're trapped on a fucking island. It's extremely expensive. And then figuring out things like equipment, all that stuff. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And I know just to get kind of your band off the ground, it's very hard for an Australian band. But now,
to do like our first US tours, like in 2018, it was like so in the negative financially.
Yeah.
Just to get over to the US, you know, it's so expensive being from Australia.
No, I remember. I mean, the first Australian band that we really became good friends with was I Killed the Prom Queen.
Oh yeah.
Back in about 2004, 2005. And we had them come over and support us, and they actually landed, like they didn't have visas or anything. So it was all like sketchy.
Yeah.
They landed in the US just like, yeah, we're just, you know, traveling around with no equipment.
Just seeing the sights.
They straight up went to Guitar Center and bought everything.
No, dude.
Everything. I'd
be petrified. I wouldn't be able to post.
Crazy.
Because like, it'd just give it away, like that you're working, right? If you post.
Yeah. I mean, it was
from the band social media.
It was a little, it was a little different almost 20 years ago stuff, like the border agents weren't as savvy with, you know, the internet and looking up. What do you do? Yeah. Oh, you guys all happen to be musicians in the same band and you're just here? Oh, and there's tour dates? I know.
Yeah.
But they bought all the stuff at Guitar Center, and then at the end of the tour, they just sold it. And that was it.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Just return it?
I don't know if they sold it, returned it, you know, probably different stuff.
They say return it within the month.
Crazy, right?
That's smart.
I think some of it they brought back to Australia because they could sell it for what they paid or more, you know, certain stuff.
It's a whole side hustle on its own.
A little side hustle there too. Yeah, which you're definitely not allowed to do. But yeah, man, I know the struggle is real. And then, you know, you get hooked up with a label that is a real label and, you know, and they support you for a while. But then all of a sudden, like when you don't feel supported anymore and this thing all blows up, to go, kind of go back to square one, you know, that's got to be tough, and that's a lot of work on you guys again.
Yeah, it is. And it's also a good challenge that I feel. We feel like we've been grinding for a bit, slowly and surely, like just building a solid fan base, and you know, you can start to see it at the shows, which is crazy. Like to see like our first international headliner, you know, things are going pretty, you know, we're starting to reap the rewards of our labor a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's great to see.
Yeah. But We'll see what everyone thinks of the EP. Yeah. Glad to get everyone's thoughts when it comes out. April 5th, everyone, don't forget.
Yep, that's right. That's right. We're about a month away right now as I speak to you. And just in a few days, you guys are kicking off your U.S. headline. First ever U.S. headline tour, I believe.
Yeah, daunting.
And starting at the legendary Soma in San Diego, running through for, what, about 4 weeks? Hitting kind of all around the country and then finishing off back in California again. What kind of goes into this when you realize how important the United States is as a music market? And, you know, obviously selling tickets is important, but even more important is like putting on a show that people are going to remember and they're going to support you, you know, for a long time to come.
Yeah, we were conscious in like stepping up the live performance. Like that's why we got like this cool lighting rig. Make us look, you know, a bit more professional, put on a better show for everyone, like a bit more memorable. And routing wise, like it's convenient to like start and end in California, like flying in and out of LAX as well.
Lucky you.
But this tour had so many variations of like routings and stuff over the course of like trying to plan it for like over a year. So it's good that we finally, you know, started to do it after being in planning for like, maybe a year and a half.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, you know, I get to do this and not have a label support. I mean, you got to hire, you know, things like your own publicity and shout out to my boy, Nate, you know, all these like little intricate things you got to do, you know, where you have to kind of promote your own thing. Like obviously you have a booking agent and everything and the promoters are doing their job too, but like to not have a label support after having one before, that is all like that is really, really interesting to me. You know, you're in California, the home of Hopeless Records.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't think they're going to be, you know, be at your show at Chain Reaction or Echoplex, you know?
You never know. You never know.
You never know.
It's kind of crazy, but I feel like, you know, labels are kind of becoming a little bit outdated now. I feel like people are a lot more DIY.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I think everyone knows this by now, but yeah, I think a label definitely helped us. And we got a great fan base from, you know, people finding out about us through Hopeless Records. But I think it's almost just as easy these days to just go at it on your own.
Yeah. Love that. So
TikTok, you know,
Are you guys a big TikTok band? I don't have the app on my phone. I just deleted it. I got rid of it.
No. We clown on TikTok, but we try ourselves, you know.
It's weird, man, isn't it? Like, cause that shit is like real. Like it's, we all like kind of, you said take the piss earlier. It was a phrase you used. Like it's all kind of like whatever.
Yeah.
And how serious can you be about just posting a clip like on social media of whatever? But then that shit actually like, no, but seriously, that actually translates to people finding out about you and probably, you know, end up showing up at your show at fucking, I don't know.
Yeah. You never know. Hard luck
in Toronto, you know, wherever.
Yeah. That could be one extra ticket sold. By just a silly video.
It could, no, but it could be like 100 extra tickets sold or more. That's the wild part, you know? Cause I'm.
That's why like no one wants to do it, but everyone succumbs to it.
I know. I'm always floored like doing this for so long. I'm always floored of how people find out about a band. It can be from the dumbest little interview you did or any little thing, you know, that happened and all those things can make a difference.
Exactly.
But yeah, when you're talking about the TikTok phenomenon, it's like, it can be the difference between, I don't know, in Australia, you know, 170 Russell's your next hometown show. Like that's a pretty big fucking venue.
Yeah.
So, you know, like people are finding out about your band, you know, more than ever now. And it's starting to happen. It's just, it's exciting.
Yeah.
And like, I guess it's hard to know where everything comes from, but all these things are important.
It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters where it comes from, to be honest. Like, however you can, you know, gain new fans is helpful.
I love it.
I'll be a TikTok band.
I mean,
till the day I die. Dude, if we get more fans.
Hey man, we Silverstein, we were called a MySpace band. forever.
Oh yeah.
We were I was like, what the fuck is that? What do you mean a MySpace band? We were on MySpace like every other band was.
Yeah.
I don't know, because we had a lot of friends on MySpace. We were just a MySpace band. It was of that era, I guess. You know? So like, I don't know. Nobody calls us a MySpace band anymore. And when you guys are celebrating, you know, 20 year anniversary of this EP, I don't think they're going to call you a TikTok band anymore, right? Even if they are now. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It's all this shit is flash in the pan. Like, well, probably, you know.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll look back in a few years and go, remember when TikTok was big?
It's true. Who fucking knows? So let's talk about the CP, man. You went into it, I think, with obviously like probably a little bit of, I don't want to say fear, but you know, you're doing it yourself, but you did enlist our buddy Sam, who's produced your last record as well, and you made some really cool songs. A lot of them feel a little bit more like kind of carefree, fun. You know, I love the video for "Yeah," where you're just like hanging out with the all white Tesla,
just chilling.
You know, and your vocal performance in that song is wild. Like I think I called it unhinged. It's like there's unhinged. Your range,
like
you're so
that.
Much going on. It really is an impressive tune.
Cheers.
They all are, but this a really, really, really cool one that stood out for me.
That one was going to be on the second record. It was floated back in like 2020 and it didn't really fit the vibe. So we're like, oh, we'll just keep it. I wrote that song like years ago. And then it got a run up for the EP because we were kind of prepared, but I was unprepared. Like there was so many music demo ideas and I had nothing. So the you can kind of hear it in the mixture of songs that we've like got on the EP. Like there's a bit of everything we just pulled from the bag, you know? So I think it made the like an interesting variation of songs.
Right.
To put together, but yeah, you can definitely hear like different demos being pulled. There's some weird sounds, there's some standard sounds.
Yeah, you guys kind of run an interesting gamut of stuff. Like, I feel like you're allowed to take, like, if you want to call your music pop punk, like, we'll just call it that for ease of use here.
It is what it is.
You guys can really go kind of as far on the pop direction, I think, as you want to. Mm. And really as far as on the punk side too. Like, you could do some pretty, like, you know, you've done a lot of fast, you know, double time, you know, like almost skate punk kind of songs. And then you've done some really quite poppy stuff. And you obviously your voice too. I mean, you're incredible and you can do it all.
Thank you. I like dabbling in both, you know, depending on the vibe of the song or, you know, the mood of the day. But I think we want to just keep dabbling in whatever direction.
Absolutely. But I guess my question is like, does that make it difficult too? When someone writes a riff or you've kind of got some song or an idea, like, and you're working with Sam on it, also an amazing producer that can do anything too. He's not a pop producer. He's not a punk producer. He's everything producer.
Yeah.
Is it hard to find the direction sometimes and like agree on, okay, we want this kind of drum tone here. And we want to do like these kind of backup vocals or like this kind of thing. Like, is that difficult?
I don't think that's really difficult. I feel like we execute ideas pretty well. It's usually just like waiting on me to do vocals or to write lyrics. Like, I feel like I'm always the last one to, you know, that's the song's waiting on me for it to be finished. But I feel like everyone else is pretty like concise with, you know, their ideas and their tones and stuff. And we usually just try everything when we're in the studio.
Okay. That's an interesting question. So when you guys are writing, do you kind of write instrumentally, like as a band, or do you have vocal ideas or melody ideas, or is it like, here's a song? Yeah, go ahead.
So for Nevermind, it was kind of a riff that I wrote on GarageBand. But there were other songs that were like just, you know, demo ideas that have been uploaded to Dropbox. Like, you know, if we want to use something like this, we'll use this. So everyone kind of demos in their own time and we all kind of live separate. So it's hard to get together and jam demos.
Right.
The only time we really get to is on the road in soundcheck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot the question, actually. I kind of just waffled my way here.
No, I also, I also forgot the question. So no, I was saying, no, I didn't forget the question. I do sometimes though. No, I just meant like how you guys kind of write, like you said, you know, that song came about with a riff.
Yeah.
Is it like, you know, when in the process are you kind of writing a bulk of the lyrics? Like, is this kind of like, are you in the studio and you already have music recorded and you're like, oh shit, I gotta record this vocal tomorrow. Yeah. I better write it.
Yeah, it's usually one of them. I'll go the complete opposite way. Like for a song I'm really vibing, it'll be done straight away. But other songs that I'm also vibing, I kind of need the pressure to get me over the line.
Isn't that it? Yeah.
You know, I'll write a demo and it'll be like a minute and a half. I'll be like, okay, I'll just finish that in the studio. I'll figure it out how the rest of the song goes.
Yeah.
Hit that minute and a half.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was notorious for that too earlier in our band's career. Like we'd literally have entire songs recorded like for the record and I wouldn't even know, like I'd have an idea maybe of how the vocals were going to go, but I would not have a single word written or a title or an idea. And I would be like, all right, well, I'm going to do it tonight.
It gets the juices flowing. There's pressure, panic.
There really is something about like writing something and knowing that that's going to be it forever on that album. It's like, cause if I,
yeah, it's also hard to like top your past work as well. When you work into a deadline, you're like, oh, I'm working to a deadline, but is this as good as my last thing?
I don't know. I just find a lot of times if I'm writing early, like if I'm writing words, let's just say early in the process, I have to kind of almost like pretend that this is it.
Yeah.
It's now or never, because otherwise like I write a lyric that's like fine. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
And it just stays there.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'll change it later. And then I just like, don't.
And it's so hard to change. And the whole basis of the song is around this fake lyric that was going to get changed.
Yes, I know. It's like, that's a real thing. So
it's a problem.
So, hey, yeah, be last minute, be lazy. And that's how you write great songs, I guess. Right? I don't know.
Sometimes. I mean, like this EP, we recorded it maybe February last year on like the start of March, and I didn't finish vocals until November.
Okay.
Just because like in the middle, the song that we just put out, I just tried so many times to do those verses. Like the chorus was done for ages, and it was just those verses. I just didn't know how to write them. There were other ideas. They sucked. And then we were leaving for Indonesia one day, and this was the physically the last day I had to record and write something. So I just went in that morning, put down whatever I had, and those are the verses for In the Middle. I was like, well, it's done now. My hands are clean of it.
Yeah. No, I mean, probably that legwork you did though made it better ultimately, right? Like you knew what didn't work at least, right? And it's like sometimes knowing what isn't going to work is as important as knowing what's going to work.
Yeah. it was so sick to finally get that done, because it was just like hanging over my head for ages. Like, you know, when you try and write a song so many times, you're like, you start to like lose faith in it a little bit. You're like, what am I doing? Is the song shit? Am I shit?
Right.
What's going on?
That's 100% true. Well, you are not shit, and the song is not shit. And the new EP is out April 5th. Shit. Yeah. So you guys are putting this out. Obviously, like, you know, an EP, it feels like a bit of a transition, right? Because you guys are, you know, becoming an independent band again and all this stuff. Do you have a plan moving forward? It kind of, you said in a press release about a year ago that moving forward, you would become an independent artist. Could that change? Is there a chance that another label might pick you up? Are you in talks of kind of putting the third full length out with another label? Is that on the table?
I don't know. Like, I feel like we'd never turn down a conversation from anyone, you know, doesn't matter who it is. You know, I guess we'll just see what this one does. Like, you know, releasing it all ourselves and, you know, seeing the pros and cons. I think we definitely want to do a record next. I think this year is meant to be kind of mellow and like chill out and write some music. Then we got offered a couple tours, and now the year's absolutely jam packed.
Right.
So I wanted to kind of like lay off the touring for a little bit and just pump out some music. But I don't know. Plans change all the time.
Absolutely, they do. I know, and that is so real, man. Like when, oh yeah, it's probably going to get be a chill year, and then you know you don't book stuff as far in advance, and then someone needs a band, and it's like, oh okay,
yeah.
Well, it's just 2 weeks here, and then
yeah.
Oh, but then there's another tour like that's right after that, and we can just go from one tour to the other.
Plan.
And then next thing you know, you're like on a 7 week fucking tour.
Yeah, and you're like, what's happening? Like. More time off work. Lucky I got a good boss.
Okay, so you guys are still working regular jobs in Australia and doing this band as well.
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Wow. that's tough then. I mean, that's even tougher to find the time.
It's the grind, yeah. So like this year, like I thought it was gonna be pretty chill at the end, and then we just one more tour makes everything seem so with work, it's like, okay, I got to put more time in for work, away for longer. It's just hectic.
What's your job?
I screen print merch.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay. Well, that's very beneficial if you're in a band that sells a lot of merch, right? You know how to print it yourself, get some good deals on it.
It is different being on the other side of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore. I'm in LA now, just chilling. Waiting for this tour to start. San Diego, like you said, first show.
Yeah.
Soma.
Yeah.
Iconic, I hear.
Yeah, it's iconic, you know, like Blink-182. I think they have a song about it or something. I don't know. It's been there forever. Have you played there before?
I don't think I have.
It's okay. It's in a strip mall. It's in kind of a suburban strip mall, and it's an old movie theater that they like knocked down all the middle walls of the cinemas, I guess, and then made like a really, really big room. And then there's a smaller, there's a smaller room, on the side, which I think is the one you're playing. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's cool, but it's very iconic. Like fucking everyone has played there. And you know,
yeah, dope. It's like a rite of passage.
And San Diego, you know, obviously just beautiful, beautiful weather, especially this time of year.
Favorite off day location, San Diego.
Oh, that's a good one. It's a very good one.
Drum circles on a Wednesday night. Lime scooters.
Oh, be careful, dude. A lime scooter broke my arm once. So
no.
Yes.
What, it just attacked you?
Yeah, kinda. No, I Austin, Texas, very late at night after a few drinks, be very careful if you're in that situation. Cause yeah, I went over the handlebars and I broke my arm and I had to do the rest of the tour in a sling. So
that jump's not that big, is it?
So yes, be careful on those fucking things, man. Death traps. I'm telling you,
I'll lay off them.
So, A couple cool things have happened. I mean, you guys have had a lot of support from Triple J,
mm-hmm.
which for people not in Australia, that's a legit radio station. They do a lot of cool stuff too. They're always a little more kind of forward thinking and you know, like Short Fast Loud was a cool show. They did like a punk show on there, gave us our band a lot of support too. But you know, for you guys to have that support and also, you know, be a part of the Lake Aversion with your Smash Mouth cover, great job on that as well. That must feel pretty good too, to be able to have that kind of home country, hometown support.
Yeah, it's surreal because I feel like we, for so many years, we felt like we were maybe bigger overseas, and to see like that growth at home is awesome, and to get like supported by the national radio station, you know, and get shout outs from them, like. Supporting our tour and stuff, it's awesome when you like step back and take it in. You know, it's easy to get lost in, you know, when you're so busy jumping from one tour to another. But yeah, it's sick. You know, excited to go home and do the shit yeah Australian leg.
Yeah, I mean that's coming up. We'll promote the shit out of that too. That's coming up in May, kicking off what is it, May 17th. In your hometown of Melbourne at 170 Russell, another iconic venue as well.
Daunting,
dude. How is that going to feel? I mean, you probably grew up going to so many shows there.
Yeah, we've definitely seen so many bands there individually. We've played there once with Neck Deep in 2018. I think we opened, and then Stan Atlantic played, and then Neck Deep. Think a band called Shortstack too. Do you know Shortstack?
No, I don't think I do actually.
Big Aussie rock band back in the day.
Cool.
But yeah, like to think that we're headlining it is terrifying, if I'm being honest. I just hope people come, you know?
Yes, people are coming. A few months away now. Actually 2 months away, kind of creeping up. Yes. If you're in Australia, go get your tickets. Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, Sydney, and Brisbane, the usual markets.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's going to be really, really big. And I assume like, you know, you're just kind of bringing in your US kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And doing probably a similar set list over there in your home country, or are you going to try to do some extra stuff?
We'll maybe add a couple new songs by the time we get home. The EP is going to be out, so we can add a couple more from the EP, which would be fun. Mix it up a bit, just make it fun for us and for everyone, I guess. But yeah, pretty much the same thing, bar a couple songs. You know, it's been interesting seeing the songs that people have been requesting that haven't been on the set list. I'm surprised. I'm like, what? it's surprising sometimes hearing what people want to hear from you. I don't know if you get that as well. You're just like, really? You want to hear that song out of all the other songs?
Yeah, I know, all the time. And then what's weird is a lot of times someone will kind of badger you enough that you're like, all right, fine. You figure out the song and you play it and then you play it and like no one really cares and it doesn't go very well.
Yeah. You're like, this is why we don't do it, dude.
Yeah, I know. It does happen, but not always. Sometimes they're right. And there'll be a song and you're like, fuck,
sometimes they are
this
right.
This does have like a cool energy and like, this is a really good song. But I mean, you guys are not a new band anymore. I know a lot of people are still finding out about you, you know, but like you've been around the block. You put out two full length records, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And now this new EP as well. So, I mean, you're probably getting to the point where you have to pick and choose between some songs. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure you played everything off your first record live.
Yeah.
And a majority of the second record. But now it's like, well, we got to have to kind of put some of those songs away for a little bit to figure it out.
Some songs I'm so happy to phase out, if I'm being honest.
What's the one you're happy to phase out? You got to call it out.
Overthinking. It's from like 2017. It's just, you know, very pop punk. I'm like, I feel like I've played this song in every variation of every set list we've done around the world.
and there's just that one song that's in there. And you're going to take it out.
I don't know.
It's like a fairly popular, that's like a fairly popular song. I'd say that's like a top five song for you guys maybe.
Yeah, I know. It's just something about, I mean, it goes off live too. Something about it. I don't know. Just like it gives me the ick. I feel like it needs to rest a little bit.
Okay.
And then we need to bring it back.
I don't know, man. Maybe you shouldn't overthink the set list. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Got him.
I'm so sorry. No, man. I'm congrats on this new EP. Congrats on all the success. I hope this US tour absolutely smashes.
Thank you.
Get some tickets whenever this comes out. I think they'll still be in the US playing a whole bunch of shows. And yeah, go see them.
Oh yeah,
it's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
New EP out April 5th, and Australian tour after that. Dude, what else to tell the people, man? Before I let you go.
Oh, nothing. We're stoked if you buy a ticket and come to the show. Hope to see you out there. It's been fun. We hope to put on a fun show for everyone. And yeah, tickets at ticketlink.com here. buyamoz.com/tour. That's the one.
Yeah. Just Google it. You'll find it. It'll come up. You'll be good to go. All right, man. Well, hey, thanks so much for taking some time out of your Sunday, gearing up for the tour.
Thank you for taking time out of your day.
Oh, it's fine. I don't weekdays, weekends. I don't care. It's all the same shit for me. But yeah, appreciate it, man. Great work on the new stuff. Is there a song I can play for the people? I was going to play Ooh. Yeah, because that's my personal favorite, but...
You can definitely play that song if you want.
All right.
Or, yeah, play Yeah.
All right. we're playing it.
Go for it.
I appreciate you, Jake, so much. Hope to meet you in person sometime. And have a good time over here in the States.
Of course. Appreciate you, dude. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Yep. All the best. Take care.
See ya.
There is new music from Between You and Me with Yeah, the new EP, April 5th. It rips. This is really, really, really good stuff. If you're looking for a new pop punk band, and I know they're not that new, but they're new to a lot of people, check them out. Check out the EP and go back and give a listen to their last full-length record as well, because all really, really good stuff. Go see them on tour. It's all deadly. This ran a little short, so maybe I will play another tune, right? I'm allowed to do it, I think. We'll leave you with another one, but I want to thank everyone on Between You and Me's team. Independent artists, man, it's cool. Give them a support, because that is not easy. Here's another one, Never Mind, on Lead Singer Syndrome. Peace and love. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, I got a little fucked up last night. I tried to call, but it declined. In the glam, yeah, maybe that's a little played out. Never mind about the fashion, heads in the asses. Hollywood, you need to calm down. Cause I don't really wanna waste my, I don't really wanna waste my time no more. We keep the party going all night, feeling alright. Yeah, I got a little fucked up. last night. I tried to call, but it declined. Searching for the California kind of fire. Yeah, I got a little fucked up last night. I tried to call, but